Let me turn on this light.
Oh, I can see.
That is, sit over in that other chair.
This is fine, I can still see very well.
Can you see, I'm pulling.
I almost went blind in one interview, though, we sat out on the porch.
Oh, dear.
My cords are broken.
That's perfectly all right, don't do that. If you're concerned, I'll move over in the other chair.
I don't believe you can see very good there.
Let's see, now, if you're not going to do something and someone says, I'm not going to do that, what would you say?
Well, you mean, if I wanted them to do it?
No, you're not going to do it.
I'm not going to.
And you want him to know you're not going to do it, and he says, I'm not going to do that.
Well, I'd say I'm not either.
Now, some parts of the body, this is my.
Right.
This is my.
Here.
Which one?
Right.
And let's see, if I had a lot of whiskers, you'd say I was growing a.
Heavy beard. That's something else we have seen out here in the countryside, that beard.
Right. And then all clean shaved.
Oh, but that had a little mustache and a little goatee. Ever since I can remember, he did have, but he never grew a beard.
Mm-hmm.
Never did. I came home from Roundup one time, they'd been gone about 3 months, and he had a beard about that long on his face, and none of us knew him. And his hair was way down on his shoulders.
I grew a mustache last year. I became ill, and then to do something, I let my mustache grow. My wife couldn't stand me, and my six-year-old daughter couldn't stand me. But my little one-year-old thought that was the greatest thing in the world.
Those were hard.
Let's see, in my mouth, this is a
tooth.
And all of these are my
teeth.
Huh? Oh, he's going to think we're crazy for sure. Huh? And those fasten into my
gums.
And on my hand, this is my
palm.
And these are
this.
And inside here, and inside here, and inside here, there are
joints.
And this is my
chest.
These are my
shoulders.
Was the term haunches common?
Yes.
When you were a girl?
It was. I've heard men say, always hunkered down on his haunches. Yes, I've heard that expression quite a lot. I haven't heard it for a long, long time. Haunches.
And if someone can lift 200 pounds, you say he's very
strong, I'd say.
And someone who doesn't anger easily, we say is
even tempered and off.
Someone who can have jokes played on him without becoming angry is
good sport.
And if someone is always bumping into things.
Awkward.
Yeah. And someone who never spends a penny.
We'd say tight or stingy.
Uh-huh. And if a person is 90 years old and goes downtown every day and walks around and goes to this place and that place and does things like that, you say he's 90. I shouldn't put it in the mighty. It's just that he's.
I'd call it aimless to wander around.
Well, I was thinking more that the person has a great deal of energy.
Oh, yes.
And gets around well.
Uh-huh. Yes, anyone roam around like that would be full of energy all right.
Was the expression pert or spry or lively?
Spry. He's spry as a cricket. I've heard that expression all my life. That old man's as spry as a cricket.
That's very expressive, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And someone who wears dirty clothes and run-down shoes and